Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
On this feast of the conversion of St. Paul, we can meditate on the first reading as it contains the account of Paul's conversion in Acts. You may choose the version in chapter 9 or that in chapter 22. One aspect on which you can meditate is the power of God's grace. That this man, who was the fiercest persecutor of Christians, would become one of the greatest apostles is incredible. Things like this just don't happen. Only God's power can achieve something like this. Notice the different elements in this apparition of the risen Christ. The light that surrounded Saul, how he was thrown to the ground, and especially the dialogue, this very compassionate address to an enemy that was treated almost like a son. Mark the words that Jesus directed to him. "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And Paul asked, "Who are you, sir?" And the Lord replied, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." It almost sounds like the voice of a father calling his son, not with harshness, but in a way that encourages his conversion. And then observe how much the Lord involved the church in bringing about this complete turnaround. You may recall that a bit before this conversion, Saul had witnessed the stoning of St. Stephen, the first martyr, who had died forgiving his enemies. Stephen had died praying, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Saul must have been so moved by this testimony. And now Jesus was saying to him, "Saul, in persecuting my disciples, you are persecuting me." It reads like Jesus considered the church like an extension of his own person. And then Saul was sent to the city. Jesus could have given him any instruction or graces directly there and then. But he sent him to Damascus, and one of the priests there, Ananias, was sent to baptize Paul. In spite of his initial hesitation, Ananias had very good words for Paul. He acted with great compassion toward him. So in this incredible conversion story, you see the power of God's grace at work, but you also see how Christ involved the church in this whole event. As you meditate on this passage of Acts, imagine how it all happened. Play the movie in your mind. And then reflect on this. How did these two factors combine in your own conversion or in your own growth in the faith? When did you see the signs of God's intervention? And when and how did the Lord refer you to the church?